Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm just learning something looking at the video stream, Jimmy. Is Solana not here? Is he gone?
Yeah, he left to the Kaseya Center.
Oh. when was someone going to tell us? Doesn't he do headlines?
He just sneaks out.
Like, he just left? He just up and bolted?
Yeah.
who's going to do headlines this hour?
Jimmy.
Funny. Somebody says shaving emergency. Solana had a shaving emergency.
Solana had to catch light. The bright light.
Kaseya Center. That's so weird. I mean, obviously, I know that he leaves. I'm just out of practice because we haven't had that situation since the new season and its preseason is underway. But he wouldn't give us a heads up, like, hey, guys, don't forget, I got to take off. You got to handle the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour without me. Like, he just up and left.
He gets mad. He gets mad about stuff he really, like, he has shtick, and then the stuff he thinks is like a good point.
Right.
He gets mad about it.
And then, obviously, I know that I'm poking him with the Subway stuff, which I I have a gift. So was he in his feelings, Jimmy? Like, was he all upset?
No, he sounded normal, except for me. I don't sound normal at all.
No, you sound very sick. You must have had a good time up in Tally.
A lot of fun.
All right.
You grab something, Jimmy? Got your number in a sorority house? Yeah.
Tell you what, FSU, look out.
Oh, yeah.
They may not have a good football team, but they've got a great student body.
We used to drive from Gainesville there to party.
At FSU?
Yeah, like not just on a random day, but they'd have like, you know, rush weeks or whatever. Just somebody would call us and be like, hey, man, it's crazy party this weekend. And we drive up from Gainesville to Tallahassee. That's when me and Leon Washington started hating each other.
The funny chat. He's a toddler with a weird mustache.
So, he has toddler emotions.
Yeah. It's funny to me that he just up and left without even like firing off a text. Saying, hey, fellas, don't forget, I'm going to the Kaseya Center. Like, just gone. Just ejected and gone.
You ran him hot.
So what do you think? So the 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers open at 5 p.m. tomorrow. They open the season at 5 p.m. You can hear the game here on 104.3 FM WQAM. So there is the Funky Buddha tap room there in Sunrise,
yes,
which is always fun for a Panthers game. But one of the things we've been pointing out this season is Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Tonight, by the way, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, you've got Dan Day hosting trivia every Monday night there. So that's always fun. But they do the eat the enemy or eat the opponent. So whoever the Dolphins are playing on Sunday, they have a special menu item for the opponent's city. And we know it's L.A. this coming Sunday, right? It's the Chargers. It's a rendezvous in a second. So what do you think? I asked Chef Jeff over at Funky Buddha earlier today. What do you think the menu item is for the Los Angeles game on Sunday?
It's real ritzy over there. Tofu?
Not a bad guess. I feel like that's more like an 80s version of LA than it is now.
It'd probably be some kind of Hispanic influence. Tacos?
See, that would be fair as well. They are doing a California fish burrito with fried mahi, chipotle pepper sauce, Napa cabbage, fresh salsa, and cilantro lime rice.
That sounds delicious.
Sliced avocado, salsa verde, queso fresco, and pickled onion.
That makes sense.
I love pickled onion. Yeah, I've had fish tacos. I've never had a fish burrito.
Yeah, and I'm not a big food truck stop on the side of the road guy, but in L.A., those little tacoritos, whatever those little places they have, goodness.
That's legit.
Man, it's so good.
And Chef Jeff says it will be available when they open on Sunday, 11:30, and it's available throughout the game until it runs out. So if you're looking for a place to watch Dolphins Chargers on Sunday, if you're not going to the game, you go to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park and enjoy that. All right. I guess I'm doing headlines here, Jimmy.
I guess so.
Did he send me his headlines?
I don't know if he did or not.
I don't know.
Let's see that. Weird. Just kind of. No. Strange to me. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Yeah, what do you want to know? Dolphins lost. Mm-hmm. Hurricanes won.
Yep.
Panthers open the season tomorrow.
We'll be there.
And Miami Heat have a preseason game tonight.
Nico Jovic.
Can you bet preseason basketball on the Hard Rock app?
Please don't.
I'm going to bet Jacksonville tonight. Jacksonville's getting 3.5. They're hosting KC tonight. I don't know if I'm falling into that trap of, oh, KC's done, because I declared after last week they are not done. You know what the line is, by the way, for the Dolphins-Chargers game?
Oh, Chargers have to be, favored? They got to be -2.
It's in Miami, right? -4.5.
They're 4.5-point favorites in Miami?
They're 4.5-point favorites in Miami.
It's almost sad. Yeah, and their defense is real good. Our defense is not so
almost
good.
Sad. I think that is sad. I do. I think that is sad, no?
That is, and 1-4? And it was against Carolina. You know, the Colts end up being good. So that helped. That helps the argument of the loss, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm just making excuses. They're not. They're a bad team.
Heat tonight are 3.5-point favorites over the Bucks, if you are so inclined. Mm-hmm. No?
The Drew Smith game? I don't know.
I can't talk you into it.
I just repeat what Solana says. I don't know these guys.
You've got Cubs Brewers tonight, by the way. You've got Dodgers Phillies. Those are both tonight, right, Jimmy? Yeah. Dodgers Phillies, 6:08, and Cubs Brewers. Cubs are down 1-0 in that series. Cubs Brewers 9:08 tonight.
Baseball. Yeah.
And if anybody is curious, Mike McDaniel had his Monday press conference today. Doesn't seem like he's going anywhere anytime soon. And I don't think a loss to the Chargers on Sunday is going to change anything. It seems like Stephen Ross is kind of in it. We saw Ian Rappaport, it was a couple weeks ago, say that he plans on being patient. So I don't think anything is going to change in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I don't think, because we've even talked about a Hawk where if it's an embarrassing loss, they lose by 30, something like that, like you have to do something for the fan base. I don't think that would happen. If the Chargers
yesterday was as embarrassing as it gets. You're up 17-0 on one of the worst teams in the National Football League. And you can't hold on to that lead? Yep. Like, that's embarrassing.
and have a chance to win it late. I just saw the thing about the Buccaneers. They've won four games with a last last-minute drive to kick a field goal or score a touchdown. All four of their wins are on last-second drives. We've had opportunities in a couple of these games to have that last-minute drive. Not just this. Years after years we have. In London, I remember when they overthrew Tyreek on the sideline in the last-minute drive. Like, it's just good teams win games late. NFL games are won by one score, and we don't win any of them.
That, to me, by the way, that loss yesterday is one of the worst losses that I can recall, just based on who they were playing and how good they looked the first couple of drives. Like, that was almost and the way that they allowed Bryce Young and Nico Dowdle to look like they were, you know, all pro football players.
That's the thing, Hawk. This isn't a Super Bowl caliber team. We're talking about Dowdle, Leggett, and Young go 80 on us to take the lead. We get the ball, go three and out, punt it back to them, and they just run the clock out. It's you want to lose? What, like, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Weather is sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. 83 degrees in Miami right now. Going to dip down to 77 on the overnight tonight. Rain expected around 7 p.m. 25% chance of rain around 7 p.m. tonight. Tonight on this radio station, as you may have noticed by Solana not being here, you're going to have Heat basketball at 6:15. Preheat starts at 6:15. I can't believe he just up and left without saying, hey, don't forget. Like, you know what I mean? Not that he has to ask us for permission, because I don't care. I know he's got responsibilities. But just like a heads up, like the way you texted us at 4 o'clock. Hey, they kicked me out of my room. I'm trying to find a different location, which you did. Yeah. But just like a courtesy heads up. Like, hey, I'm taking off. And all of a sudden, he was gone.
Millennials.
But no, like, hey, do you want my headlines? Do you have the sponsors? You know, it was like just left, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They don't communicate well because they play on their phone all day tic-tacking.
And maybe, Jimmy, you should have texted me and said, hey, by the way, you realize Solana just left.
Sorry, Hawk.
Yeah. Well, now I feel terrible, Jimmy.
Jimmy's hungover.
I was expecting more pushback.
Jimmy's dehydrated.
My throat is dehydrated.
I was expecting a little more pushback there. Now you made me feel bad.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And tonight, don't forget, Dan Day hosting trivia at the brewery. You could watch a little KC Jacksonville football at the tap room. And enjoy some trivia with Dan Day and some great food, great drinks. Tomorrow, we've mentioned it, we will be live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers open the season tomorrow. You'll be able to hear the game right here. I just saw on Instagram the arena sent out home opener pregame party begins tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. on the Publix Plaza there. It says arrive early to see the Stanley Cup. So obviously the Stanley Cup will be at the arena tomorrow, and Pantherland will be open, and they'll have food and drink specials. They're going to have a live DJ and more. So tomorrow we're going to start our show at 2 o'clock. We're going to go from 2 till 5 tomorrow at the arena. And then Doug Plagans and the Panthers broadcast will take over at 5 because the game starts at 5. I guess the banner ceremony will begin around 5. It's on ESPN tomorrow as well. ESPN has an NHL triple header. But if you want to go celebrate the Panthers as they begin their quest for a three-peat, you can begin partying at 2:30 p.m. at the Amerant Bank Arena. And again, we will be broadcasting there live beginning at 2, so we'll get you ready for it. Mike McDaniel had his Monday press conference today. We talked with Will Manso about it in the 3 o'clock hour today. I was just looking at Barry Jackson's Twitter account. He says, Jalen Phillips in the press briefing says, quote, "It's not like we're a dumpster fire and can't do anything right." He said, quote, "We have all the right guys, plenty of talent, high character guys who care about each other." And Barry Jackson tweets, he also said the team has good coaching. So Jalen Phillips still on board. Barry Jackson tweets that Minkah Fitzpatrick, I don't know if you saw yesterday, Minkah Fitzpatrick did not speak to reporters after the game yesterday. And that left some of the reporters a little curious. Barry Jackson tweets, Minkah said all the losing here has not gotten him dispirited. So he's still on board as well. We'll have to see what happens next Sunday. Dolphins host the Chargers at Hard Rock Stadium. We didn't mention today, and I wanted to. I don't know how people felt, but I had kind of poked fun last week when I saw that the Dolphins network broadcast team, because the game was on Fox yesterday, was Eric Collins and Mark Schlereth. I'd never heard of Eric Collins. And I said, if Eric Collins is calling your NFL game, you know you don't have a very interesting team. Well, Eric Collins is the Charlotte Hornets play-by-play broadcaster, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
And he was called into duty because they're typical broadcasters. They're working MLB playoffs, and so there was a need to bring in Eric Collins. I thought he was incredible. I fell in love with Eric Collins as a broadcaster yesterday. I would watch any game that he does. Charlotte is very lucky to have that guy as a broadcaster. That guy made every call sound exciting, and it was a terrible game between two terrible teams. The Jalen Waddle touchdown, when Tua threw the bomb to Jalen Waddle, Eric Collins went crazy, and I loved it. So I know we didn't get a chance to talk about it today. I'm curious how other people feel about the broadcaster. I like Mark Schlereth. He was on with us a couple weeks ago. I think he's fine. But man, I was so impressed with Eric Collins as the broadcaster. That's what I like. I like excitement. I like guys who are passionate about what they're watching. It was one of the reasons that I loved Tony Romo when he first became a broadcaster. Tony Romo was just so excited by everything he saw out on the field. And obviously he had the knowledge of having just played the game as well. So it was even more interesting to me. But I love Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson was in his prime several years ago. And I loved it. He was like a breath of fresh air. Eric Collins, for me, on the Dolphins broadcast, I would watch every single game that he broadcast. I was wildly impressed by him. I don't know who's doing the Dolphins game on Sunday, the Chargers game. We'll find out during the week. Tonight on this radio station, Dan Day is going to be on after us. And then believe it or not, you're going to have Preheat beginning at 6:15. Alejandro Solana, Tommy Tighe, and the entire cast of characters get you ready for Heat and Bucks tonight, preseason action. And then Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert will be on the call, and you will hear it here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Cheetah Pompano, that's a great spot to watch a game or a fight. They got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. So you know Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day, happy hour specials till 6. And I always say this, what's better than college and pro football action, girls and beer? Every NFL Sunday and Monday night, hint, that's tonight, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach are having their Ghouls Just Want to Have Fun party Wednesday, October 29th. There will be a $250 cash prize for the costume contest, gold VIP card giveaways, a spooktacular free lunch, 11:30 till 3, and you receive free admission if you wear a costume that day. That is Wednesday, October 29th, Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well, and you can get all the details at cheetahsofl.com. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Monday. Again, Dan Day, and then pre-Heat and Heat basketball tonight on this radio station. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you from the Florida Panthers season opener mañana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.